This is Dr. Michal, MSCHLA, dictating a pulmonary consult on Ms. Alma Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. The date of birth is 11-8-1929. Date of service is 1-25-2013. Your requesting physician is Dr. Pretender Sandhu, S-A-N-D-H-U. Place of service is Bonsecor Hospital Pulmonary Clinic. Indication for pulmonary consult is pre-op evaluation for virectomy in a patient that has oxygen-dependent COPD, period. Ms. Alma Holden is an 89-year-old, 83-year-old African-American female with an extensive medical history, including atrial flutter, next end-stage renal disease, next severe COPD, next CHF with severe tricuspid regurgitation, severe pulmonary hypertension, history of CVA, period. Patient reports that she was recently seen by the ophthalmologist, Dr. Schockett, S-C-H-O-C-K-E-T-T, for the virectomy, and the case was postponed until she received a medical workup, period. It's unclear as to the indication for the virectomy to me at this point, as there's no documentation. It's also unclear whether the patient undergoes general anesthesia versus local anesthesia for this procedure, period. She currently reports that she's been on oxygen for, quote-unquote, a long time, period. When I spoke to the nursing home supervisor, she reported that she's been on oxygen for at least 2 years and is on a stable amount of 2 liters, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath, no wheezing, no hemoptysis, no significant weight changes, period. The patient is somewhat limited in her mentation, and I consider a poor historian, period. She says her breathing, she's never been hospitalized for a respiratory problem, and says that in denies any dyspnea exertion, as she's unable to walk given that she's weakness and unable to quote-unquote stand straight, period. Next paragraph, past medical history includes severe COPD on home oxygen. Next, CVA. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, severe pulmonary hypertension. Next, a history of GI bleeding. Next, anemia. Next, coagulopathy. Next, atrial flutter. Next, is end-stage renal disease on dialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Next, vitamin D deficiency. Next, tricuspid regurg, if I haven't said it already. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, a history of infrarenal AAA, period. Next paragraph, medications. Patients on aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Next, iron sulfate, 150 milligrams daily. Next, the sartan, 25 milligrams daily. Next, metoprolol, 25 milligrams BID. Next, mirtazapine, 50 milligrams daily. Next, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, one tab daily. Next, Renovite, 0.8 milligrams daily. Next, vitamin D, 50,000 international units daily. Next, Tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN. Next, Advair-Disc, 250/51 puff BID. Next, Duanebs, Q6 PRN. Next, Spiriva, one puff daily. Next paragraph, allergy. She's allergic to lisinopril. Next paragraph, social history. Patient was a half-pack per day smoker for 48 years, quit in 1993. Next, alcohol. She currently does not drink, but she used to drink occasionally. She denies a history of illicit drug use. She used to work as a cook. She's currently a nursing home resident at Sandown, Winchester Future Care, period. Next paragraph, family history. Her mom is deceased from an MI. Next, her dad is deceased, but is unknown to the details of that. Next, she has six brothers, all of which are well. Next, she has six children, all of which are girls, and they're all healthy, period. Next paragraph, review system, CHP. Next paragraph, physical exam, temperature 97.1, pulse 22, blood pressure 103/67, oxygen saturation is 97%, and 2 liters via nasal cannula at rest. Respiratory is 20, HENT. She has normal cephalic atraumatic, she has arcus and nilus, she has no cervical or supraclavicular lymphadenopathy, period. Next, lung is declared to oxygenation by latitude, nasal crinkles heard. Cardiac is irregularly irregular. Abdomen is soft and tender, positive bowel signs of nerves, guarding extremities is nerve. She has chronic tropic changes in the lower extremities. There's no evidence of swelling. She has a left upper extremity AV fistula, period. Next paragraph, there's no lab work available. Next paragraph, there's no diagnostic imaging available. Next paragraph, assessment. This is an 83-year-old African-American female with COPD on home oxygen for many years with a pulmonary review of systems that does not show any significant shortness of breath, period. No chest pain and no cough. At this point, it's unclear whether she undergoes general anesthesia versus local anesthesia, as this would determine my opinion as to her medical clearance, period. I'm awaiting the, I paged the ophthalmologist and I'm awaiting a return call, period. I will get a chest x-ray to see if there are any new or acute changes, period. I do not see any indication for pulmonary function testing at this time, period. A patient will have a chest x-ray done today and she'll return to me in 1 week. At that time, we will hopefully we'll discuss the plan with the ophthalmologist and go from there. This has been discussed with the patient, the supervising physician, which is Dr. Pretend at Sandu, and they're in agreement. This is Dr. Machado, such as dictating a pulmonary consult on Ms. Alma Holden, HLD, and medical record. Sorry, date of birth is 11-8-1929. Date of service 1-25-2012. Thank you much. Bye.